I saw your curtains are still closed. Did you sleep in? Shame, because you missed me doing a great yoga workout in the garden. My yoga clothes are just like my yellow bikini. They don't leave much to the imagination. It's a great way to zone out and relax. And, well, I'm pretty flexible, which has its benefits. You're lost now, isn't it? You snooze, you lose. And you lost out on a great killer show this morning, if I do say so myself. So, if you are still in bed, and I bet you are, lazy boy, did you wake up with a bad case of morning wood? I hope you find yourself lying there with your cock standing proud and tall. I did so enjoy you touching it for me yesterday. You must still be aching with all that masturbating you've been doing. All without the sweet release of coming. If you didn't wake up with a raging hard on, that's okay. Just go ahead and stroke it now until it is nice and erect. It'll feel so much better, trust me. Is it growing now from me in your hands? And if you've got that aching morning wood already, you can still touch it if you like. Either way, stroke that cock until it is firm for me. Do you sleep naked like me? If you aren't, I think you should be naked. So, anyway, while you were off in Sleepyland, I peeled myself out of those tight yoga pants and hopped in the shower. All that warm, soapy water dripping over my body felt so good. As well as you know me by now, it won't surprise you that I did enjoy rubbing my hands all over my body a little too much. It's lockdown. We have to keep entertained somehow. So when I got out, to my complete and utter astonishment, of course, I was pretty turned on. So I thought I would bring forward our play together today and give you a call. Oh, sorry. Did I say our play together? Well, of course, I meant mine. I mean, you've woken up with that throbbing erection, so it would be a real shame if you didn't do anything about it now, wouldn't it? If, say, you just had to listen to me having fun? So, hands off now, naughty boy. Just lie back and listen. I promise you'll enjoy it. I'd love to see that look on your face, staring down at that twitching, erect cock, just begging for you to touch it, for anyone to touch it and give you that release you crave. Let's face it, that cock belongs to me now. So if I can't have it today, you can't have it either. I know, you'd love to see me here right now, too. I'm lying on my bed, a damp sheen still on my skin from the shower. I'm just wearing a towel wrapped around me, although, of course, my lovely smooth legs are breaking out of it already. I've got a feeling that I won't be needed soon. I mean, what's the point of drying off when my wetness is increasing elsewhere? I suppose I could take it off now. why tease you more than I have to? Oh, that's right. Because I caught you spying, and I'm allowed to do whatever I want. Lucky for you, I'm really fucking horny this morning, and the towel will just get in the way of being able to touch and explore my bare skin now, won't it? So, there. Now I'm completely naked too. Where should I start first? You know I like to play with my nipples. And I know you love it when I do this too. It was what caught your eye in the first place now, wasn't it? They are lovely and perky today. I bet you'd love to lick them and to suck on them. I'm just going to play with them a little. Maybe squeeze my nice firm tits too. My body looks great from here, naked and flushed with heat from my shower, and the heat from my pussy spreading right through me. And of course, I can't resist touching that sweet, tight pussy now, can I? It's already wet, just from thinking about you, stroking your hard cock at the window for me yesterday. It's getting even wetter, thinking about you lying there naked today, unable to touch it. I think that's even more delicious. You really wish I would let you stroke that cock again and let you get right up to the edge of coming. But I'm not gonna. Oh, God, yes. Fuck. Playing with yourself feels so great, doesn't it? I love this rush. And I know you do too. It's why you're willing to hold off for so long. To make it all the sweeter when I give you that release. You've done very well to deny yourself this far. Unlike me. Good. Boy. I'm definitely going to tip myself over that edge, though. I can feel it building. I'm too turned on not to. Baby, don't touch yourself. Just stay there, naked and twitching. My hips are squirming. My clit is so fucking sensitive. I think I'm going to leave a wet spot on the bed before this is over. Oh, baby. Oh, babe. Can you hear me come for you? Oh, fuck. It felt really fucking great to climax like that. But I'm gonna have to put you on speaker. I want to touch it myself with both hands now. I think there's more to come. Pun very much intended. This feels so good. Playing with my dripping wet pussy and my nipples at the same time. They're so sensitive. It's like my whole body is on fire. I get shivers of pleasure whenever I touch my clit. Oh, and I'm touching it a lot, baby. I almost feel a little sad you can't join in. Are you enjoying touching? No, no touching. Are you enjoying listening to my arousal? You have been good, lying there not touching yourself, and your poor cock must be aching to come, or to do something, anything. So, I tell you what, you can jerk off a little bit now. Go on, give it a stroke. Rub some of that pre-cum in. I bet you are wet with it. Don't get too excited, though. You know the rules, babe. Move your fingers up and down that twitchy, hard shaft. Get yourself back to the edge of orgasm if you can, and, well, that's enough. Hands off again. What? We're focused on me, remember? And your hands better be off that cock now, because mine are roaming. Oh. Over my body, as it should be. My fingers are making me tingle as they dance all over me, slip inside me. I'm so fucking wet for you now, baby. I wish you could taste me. I want to put your tongue where my hand is and eat me out till I'm bucking and writhing on the bed. Shaking in ecstasy till your chin is just soaking in my juices and all you can think about is licking my quivering pussy till I come over and over. I'm gonna come again. Fuck. Fuck, babe. Fuck. Fuck. Enjoy them way more than the first time. You make me feel this good, and I can't even see you. Imagine what we can do to each other when this lockdown is over. Well, I feel great now. All set for the day. You, though. Well, you better get up and do something. You can't just lie about with your cock twitching all the time. As delicious, I'm sure it feels. Or maybe you can. I don't know. You've such a long day ahead of you with those aching blue balls. Poor thing. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Maybe I'll even show off a little for you. I think you've earned it. Putting up with my deliciously cruel teasing. And hey, you are past halfway, so that means you are closer to coming than not. Does that make sense? I think I'm a little drunk on orgasms. I am so naughty, aren't I? Well, have fun, have a great day, and stay safe.